Exeter lawsuit against Hughes' second hearing goes not perfectly for them. February 5, 2024. A hearing was held in Round 2 of Exeter versus David Hughes, a lawsuit filed by the township for injunctive relief against Hughes' publishing of what solicitor Chad Schnee claims is attorney-slash-client privileged, ACP, materials. The hearing was the first of the day for Judge James Gavin in courtroom 4A at the Berks County Services Center. Gavin was once again a probing, no-nonsense force in the courtroom, peppering both lawyers with questions concerning the case, and leaving little to the imagination in which way he sees the case going. Representing the township was Kosloff/Thout attorney Joan London, while Hughes was represented by attorney Sally Doherty of Salmon, Richezza, Singer and Tashia Philadelphia, a lawyer retained by Delaware Valley Insurance Trust, the previous holder of the township's liability insurance policy. The hearing got underway a few minutes earlier than the 9 a.m. start time, and moved along quickly. Gavin applied an even-handed approach, asking tough, probing questions to each attorney, showing no favoring of either side. Doherty presented her side first, making the claim that Exeter was trying to muzzle Hughes from speaking in the future. Gavin corrected her by saying that the township seeks two things: to keep Hughes from speaking in the future and to take down what he's already posted. Gavin asked Doherty in succession if the township has a right, even if the privilege exists, to stop Hughes from speaking in the future, and what is the remedy given the opportunity to have made that case? Doherty answered that no remedy exists, due to Hughes' First Amendment rights. He then asked if she believed Exeter's ask was for prior restraint, which is in essence censorship before someone publishes anything, with Doherty agreeing that's what they were asking for. Gavin continued by asking if she could envision an ordinance that could be dreamed up that would serve the interest of government to hold certain speech in check, or for content moderation, which Doherty answered with a flat no, stating that Exeter was asking for broad restrictions on speech that are in conflict with the First Amendment. Gavin then turned to London, and posed a hypothetical about a small corporation which has a board of directors of 5 people, with Schnee as counsel. If the company decided to dump toxic sludge on a 4-to-1 vote and the partner that is the one asked Schnee to sue the other members, would he be bound by ACP, or should he conflict out of the situation and tell them to seek outside counsel, since he can't represent both sides? This appeared, to my untrained ear, to be an admonition to the plaintiff counsel that Schnee had acted in a legally impermissible way, in trying to play both sides of the fence. He further questioned London about the ACP, and when she tried to talk around the question instead of answering it directly, he stopped her and asked the question in a simpler way: does the client or the attorney hold the ACP? To which she finally conceded that the attorney holds the privilege. At the end of the hearing, Judge Gavin mentioned to all concerned that they should not view the questioning as thinking that he'd throw the entirety of the case out, but that some portion of it would be thrown out. He then told both counsel that he wanted to see them, in the back, and told Schnee to join them. In attendance were supervisors Jack Pio, Michelle Kircher, and of course Hughes. No testimony was taken, merely arguments from the attorneys involved. While standing outside of the courtroom, I saw Pio, Kircher, London and Schnee gathered and talking after the conference with the judge broke up. Schnee brushed past Mike Jupina and I in a very determined, I'd term it snippy, fashion, looking none too pleased. London walked by next, and smiled and shook hands, telling Mike and I to call her if there were any questions, behaving like a true professional. As Pio walked by, I told him I had a couple of questions, to which he replied, I'd better not at this time. I called out, Jack, just your impressions, to which he waved and said, no comment, Jerry. It is now up to the township to decide what they're going to do. That did not look like it went well for them, and my untrained legal mind knows nothing in reality. I think Schnee may have taken a bunch of wrath from the judge, but that's just an opinion. My gut feeling is that we'll be seeing a statement from the township telling us that they've decided to drop the suit with prejudice, which would mean they can't refile the same action as they did in their First Amendment abusing case against me last year. That is nothing but an uneducated hunch, based on observations of the day. About $18,000 of taxpayers' money has been spent in this pursuit so far.